Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab. Adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we will say goodbye at the end of today's show to our intern of the last few months, Michelle Legros. No more working for us for free for Michelle. So fittingly, she has helped prepare a final call-in segment for her time here. And the question is, what are you doing in the recession for free that you used to get paid for? Call us at 212-433-9692 or post your story to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. What are you doing in the recession for free that you used to get paid for? Think of it as the Twitter question, you know, what are you doing? But it's what are you doing for free in this recession that you used to get paid for? 212-433-9692 or post to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And the question is inspired by a few stories we've heard from people we know working for free to kind of hold a place for yourself if the money reappears to pay them again. One person, for example, in a grant-funded theater program in a public school, the grant money got frozen. But the teacher and the school decided together that it was in both their interests to continue doing the work for now. It's just a part-time thing for the teacher, so it's not like a full-time job for free. But the teacher and the school both think, well, gee, if we keep this theater program open, it'll be easier to fund if the grant money gets unfrozen. It'll be the educational equivalent of shovel ready. You know, it'll be blackboard ready or stage ready just in case. How long will they do it without funding? Who knows? Everyone's improvising right now, kind of taking things a day at a time. But does this sound like you? Any other similar stories out there today? What are you doing in the recession for free that you used to get paid for? Call us at 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, or post your story to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And Jake in the Bronx, you're on WNYC. Hello, Jake.
Hey, Brian. I'm an art teacher in Elliott Engels district here at a middle school.
Uh-huh.
And we got absolutely nothing this year as far as supplies. So I'm having to make do with the remaining supplies from last year, and I'm having to have these kids bring their own supplies in, and I'm bringing in as much as I can possibly contribute so that we have colored pencils and markers and paper to draw on. It's gotten so bad.
And you're going to keep doing that and hope that the money comes back to cover those things?
Yes, hopefully we'll get supplies next year. I'm actually working with some businesses to donate paper and to donate other equipment that we can kind of utilize. But it's a shame. We also have our teachers have a reimbursable tax credit,
right?
That we can pay for supplies, and then we can take it off our taxes. But that was also reduced this year.
And so, it's sadly common, but kind of criminal that teachers have to pay out of pocket for supplies to teach their kids. Jake, thank you for that. Dan in Pomona, you're on WNYC. Hi, Dan.
Hey, good morning, Brian. I have a small business, and in the last six months, and I usually see the recession coming before it actually happens. My customers, a lot of them, try to put the squeeze play on you by saying they will not pay for shipping anymore, that I have to pay for shipping, because if I want their business, this is the way it's going to have to be.
They're handling with you.
They're squeezing me. They should be wearing fedoras and zoot suits because they just don't want to pay for shipping, and they take discounts even if they pay for in 60 days. They feel like they can take advantage of the smaller company in this time that I really need them so badly that this is what they'll do to me.
Yeah, market forces. So free shipping, even though it's costing you out of pocket. Do you want to say what kind of a business that you have that lets you see the recession coming in advance?
Well, I deal in industrial maintenance, and so the signs, and I've seen, I think, five of these since I started my business, is when third shift is cut off, first sign, when manufacturers don't start producing as much and they don't want to stock as much, boom, that's another sign. Overtime goes right out the window for these manufacturing jobs.
Dan, good luck out there. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Irene in Jersey City, you're on WNYC. Hi, Irene.
Hi, how are you?
Good, and you?
I'm good. I'm an attorney. I have my own practice. I've been donating a lot more of my time to pro bono causes for people who can't afford legal services. Professional services are the first thing that people tend to cut out of their budget during a recession. I represent some illegal immigrants who are not getting paid by their employers. I also try to mentor kids. It's tough because I don't have any money, but you get my time or my money. You don't get both.
So you're doing more. Are you actually representing clients for free who used to pay you?
Yes. I've been approached by a nonprofit, the Asian American Legal Defense Fund, and they are always looking for pro bono attorneys. And it's tough because when you have a small business and you are the cook and bottle washer, you don't have always the time or the luxury, but they really need time these days, and they need professional services. There's always nonprofits who are looking for professional services.
Right. So if this goes on for 6 months, a year, 2 years, do you think you're just going to kind of rejigger the balance of how much you do pro bono and how much you do for pay?
I think I will. It's something that's always needed, and I feel like in times of crisis, people tend to pull back, and it's everyone for themselves, and people can't always forget that. There are other people out there who don't have the resources that we do, and then we should be grateful for what we have.
That's great, Irene. Thank you for your call and for your work.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC taking your calls for just another few minutes on what are you doing in the recession for free that you used to get paid for. And we heard from a small business owner, we heard from a teacher, we heard from a lawyer. And Ruth in Mount Kisco, you're on WNYC. Hi, Ruth.
Hi. I think I sound a little bit like Irene. I have a private practice in career counseling where I help people figure out what they want to do, and I help coach through job search.
Oh,
and
boy, right must you be in demand right now?
Well, but, you know, yes, but many people who absolutely need what I do also can't afford it.
Yeah.
And I can't refuse them what I know they need. So I see a group of people for free. Some of whom are people who used to pay me.
Is there a kind of, like the career counseling advice for this moment that you find yourself repeating over and over again?
People feel in these conditions that they have to take whatever comes their way. And they lose sight of having to focus on what it is they really are good at and what it is the nature of contribution they really want to be making. And the truth is that that's still what's going to a good process and a good result.
Ha, you just gave career counseling advice for free on the radio. Ruth, thank you very much.
Okay, and I really appreciate everything you do for job searchers.
Thank you so much.
Okay,
we'll do our best. So from our website, Stephanie says, yes, I am working for free. Some folks just can't pay me, and I am hoping that as soon as they can get some cash, they will. In a lot of cases, though, I am hoping that my efforts will lead to paid work. New York City is such a network town. Lizzie from Brooklyn writes, I've had 3 meetings about a large-scale project and been asked to read massive amounts of scholarly literature. While it appears I'm the choice for the position, no one has officially hired me or told me it's happening. I'm doing the research to stay visible when and if the time comes. Owen in Hoboken, we've got 30 seconds for you. What are you doing for free that you used to get paid for? Owen, do we have you? We do have Owen, don't we? Owen in Hoboken? Nope, I guess not. Okay, let's see. More from the webpage. John from D.C., after being laid off for a good while, I'm trying to stay active and visible and avoid the personal isolation by doing some volunteer work in the same professional field. Let's leave it there. Interesting stories, and you can keep posting to our website and see what other people are doing. Maybe there's even some more ideas for you there. What are you doing for free in the recession that you used to get paid for? Go to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And doing, I guess, sort of for free right now that she hopes to get paid for, Senator Hillary Clinton testifying at her confirmation hearings for free because she hopes to get paid. to be Secretary of State.
To create more friends and fewer enemies, we must find common ground and common purpose with other peoples and nations to overcome hatred, violence, lawlessness, and despair. The Obama administration recognizes that even when we cannot fully agree with some governments, we share a bond of humanity with their people. By investing in that common humanity, we advance our common security.
Senator Hillary Clinton testifying moments ago, part of her opening statement from her confirmation hearings to be Secretary of State. And coming up right after the news, we will look more at what's been going on at that confirmation hearing today and some other big goings on in Washington. So stay with us. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.